It's been a little more than a month since a massive landslide forced a partial closure of Oahu's Pali Highway. Now, crews from the Department of Transportation have been working 7 days a week to reopen the heavily traveled highway that links downtown Honolulu with windward Oahu. HPR's Ryan Finnerty got a chance to go up to the site. You were with the staff of the congressional delegation, I understand.
Yeah, good morning, Catherine. There was a couple staff members from Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard's local office here in Hawaii that were with us. The tour was put on by the Department of Transportation just to sort of give us an update as to what was going on. For those who have forgotten or weren't aware, there was a landslide back over President's Day weekend, February 18th. And it occurred in the area above the old Pali Road. So if you've been up to the Pali Lookout, kind of in that area above on those slopes. And they estimated that after several days of heavy rain, there were a couple hundred tons of earthen material collapsed from those slopes, landed on the old Pali Road, which then gave way, dropping everything at the opening of the Honolulu-bound tunnel. Down on the Pali Highway. That tunnel was completely blocked. A lot of loose rubble. There was actually material from the old Pali Road, concrete barriers dangling down over the highway. And that's what prompted state officials to close it. They just decided it was too dangerous and they needed to clear all of that out. They've been working since then, so about 6 weeks now, to remove that debris and stabilize the slopes that were damaged in the landslide above the Pali. Here's Department of Transportation spokesman Shelley Kunishige.
We're continuing to work the slope stabilization. We're also working to restore the lights in the tunnels, which were damaged when when we brought down the section of Old Pali Road that was compromised.
So that was something that maybe everyone who hasn't been commuting on the Pali during this time wasn't aware of, but the lights are actually out in the tunnel. It's completely dark when you go through because of some of the damage that occurred. So the state's been working with HECO to get it repaired, but they told me this morning that it will be about 2 months before those lights are back in operation. They were hoping it was going to be sooner, but there was more damage than they had estimated. And as you heard Shelley mention, they're also working on slope stabilization. So they're trying to make sure that these slopes above the Pali, this doesn't happen again. This was actually, Shelley said, number three on the state's rock fall concern list for all areas of the state. So they're trying to get rid of that completely and make this area more stable. What they're doing right now is they have crews drilling hundreds of steel rods about 20 to 30 feet into the slope, into the rock and the earth above the highway, below the old Pali Road, to stabilize it. And it's a pretty complicated operation. They have workers rappelling down this very steep slope, probably about 70 degrees, 100 feet off the ground, with a drill that's about the size of a refrigerator. And it uses hydraulics to shoot these steel rods about 20 to 30 feet into the earth. And that once that's complete, they will put a mesh net over that slope to catch any rock fall that happens in the future. There's also going to be some steel fencing up above where the old Pali Road is now to catch anything else that comes down. But interestingly, the land where the landslide originated is owned by DLNR, another state agency, not by the Department of Transportation, and it's preserved, so DOT can't really go up there and do a lot of invasive work on it. So they're having to adjust and do what they can on their land. And here's Shelley again.
With our two-part system, we're pretty confident we can remove this section of Pali Highway from our rockfall list without going up further onto the slopes. We've coordinated with DLNR, but basically the mitigation measures will be done on DOT land.
It's a pretty huge project that they're working on. They have this two-part system where there will be anchors in place and this net that will catch any rockfall that does come loose in the future. But they're also doing a third safety feature. They're actually going to extend the Honolulu-bound tunnel about 100 feet towards Kailua. And so if you saw the photos, you can look at them on our Instagram page. A lot of the debris fell right at the base of the tunnel. So they're going to actually extend that tunnel farther down towards the windward coast so that if there was another major event, it would fall on the roof of the tunnel rather than blocking the highway.
And rather than taking out some motorists maybe on the way.
Yeah, and there were some injuries that resulted when this did happen. It was kind of during a holiday weekend. It was or towards the end of the day, so there were a lot of people on the road. So here's Shelley again talking about that plan to extend the tunnel.
We're also creating a new tunnel structure before the Honolulu-bound tunnel entrance where the majority of the material had fallen to catch anything that the attenuator system doesn't. So it's kind of like a fail-safe.
And so, Catherine, Shelley is hoping, the department's hoping, that once all these features are in place, this area will no longer be a concern for rock falls. The repairs are still going to take a while. It's estimated that they won't be done until about the first week of August. August 4th is the target date. And the whole process is projected to cost about $15 to $20 million. The state is having to pay for that up front, but they have applied for federal funding, and they seem to feel pretty confident that they'll get that. And if that comes through, the federal government will reimburse the state for about 80 to 90% of the cost.
Well, I think that's probably the intent when they invited the congressional delegation to see if they can't get some support.
Right, and it seems like they are getting that attention from our congressional delegation. But in the meantime, their repairs will continue. There is a contraflow lane open. It has adjustable hours. Right now, it's only during rush hour in the morning and evening during the weekdays. It is subject to change, though, so anyone listening should check the DOT social media, Facebook and Twitter. They're posting updates on those contraflow lane hours pretty regularly so that you can plan your commute accordingly.
Yeah, I know. I think they were hoping to be able to announce something about the work schedule because I think they're working 7 days a week, hoping to scale down to six.
Yeah, that's right. 7 days a week right now. If they're able to make some good progress, that is a potential that they could scale back, but not clear at this point if that will happen or not.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was HPR's Ryan Finnerty with the latest on the Pulley Tunnel work.